RCF Mobile.
Warner HKX, what are you doing off this time of day?
I was off tomorrow. Today's my Friday, so I slipped out as early as I could. PRS, are you still out working, ain't you?
You know it.
How far today?
Far so good today. Hey, quick question. What are you using to map APRS in the truck?
Websites I use if I want to look at the map is APRS.fi. And if you give me a second, I might be able to tell you the other one. I think it's APRS Direct, but let me double check. Website is APRSDirect.com. It's a really good one. One thing I like about it is it kind of, you'll kind of see like an animation when a station transmits. You know, I'm sure it's a few seconds behind, but it kind of shows where it's coming from. But APRS5.fi is the one I use the most.
Using on my phone, but are you running it up to the radio to receive your packets and then put it on the map, or are you just relying on your phone to get all the data?
Phone. I mean, I run APRS Droid app on my phone all the time. And just because the radio, once you get out here towards 85 and 26, there's not as many stations. And even when I have mine running, it won't really pick up that well till you get on 26 good. I can pick up okay on 85, but my home station won't pick up till you get on the other side of 26 going up towards Asheville.
I've got APRS Droid on my phone also, but I was just wondering because sometimes it doesn't update and let me know who's around me. But yeah, I'm like you. When I get towards the state line, it's just like mine cuts off. There's nothing that, it's not hitting anything to receive the packet it's sending out, so it doesn't track me.
Use the APRS Droid to just talk to the internet, and most of the time for my truck, I'll just let it monitor and have the modem turned on but not actually broadcasting. But, you know, kind of go either way, because if somebody's within, I got mine set for 10 miles. If somebody broadcasts within 10 miles, it'll ping me. So just depends on whether I want to monitor a different band or monitor APRS.
This Kenwood I've got, you're supposed to be able to hook the old Nuvi 350 to it, and it will give you live updates of all the stations that ping your radio with packets as you're going live.
Neat. I've seen a few applications where people come up with good ideas. One of them I saw used a Amazon Fire tablet maybe, or like an old Samsung tablet, and they just used it to run APRS Fi, and they, you know, would basically hotspot their other phone to it. That way they could keep a live map up and running all the time, and just, it's basically on the charger all the time, always running. And whenever it got an internet connection from their personal phone, I guess that's where it would just keep the map updated. So as long as you keep it zoomed out, you can pretty much see most everything around you.
What's supposed to be able to do with this Kenwood and the Nuvi 350, there's a cable that patches them together, and it's supposed to keep it updated to where you can see it on the screen on your GPS. And you could get turn-by-turn directions to, like I could, if you were sitting still, I could get turn-by-turn directions to you.
Right there. I wonder, does it receive just from the radio alone, or does it also receive from the internet side of it? You know, that's the only downside. Like, with me running APRS Droid, I'm not actually pinging out any packets, so anybody near me wouldn't know it unless they're just looking on the map.
Head up works with the radio. You have to the radio has to receive it to update the information in the Nuvi to let it know what's there.
So, I mean, even if you do miss some of the internet-only side of it, it should be everything within RF, or at least everything that can hit the digital repeater and broadcast it back out, or digipeater.
That's the way it's supposed to work, and I've watched the YouTube video, the guy that's got it working. But I've yet to get it to work that way, so I'm still working on it.
That far out. You know, I know you can use a mobile link and hook it to an Android phone, and you can actually run the map without, or at least the map on the APRS Droid is kind of hit or miss, and it don't update the tracks. Well, now it's the tracks, so that's where APRS FI comes in. But you can hook those two together somehow, and from a radio to the mobile link, and it'll update APRS Droid without internet.
Kenworth is TNC built into it. It's supposed to do all that through the RF side of it when it receives it into the GPS.
I wish my radio's got a TNC, but it's not accessible from the data port.
Get a chance, go look at the Tech Prepper, the video he does on this Newbie 350 and the Kenwood, and that's what I'm working toward.
Cool project.
Yeah, right. I think it'd be great, because then as I'm driving around, I would know, or I would be able to see anybody that sent out information, how close they were, and all that, and write that on the map.
Andy, because, you know, depending on, the downside is the pings, you know. Like mine's in the interstate, I think it pings every 60 seconds, maybe 120 seconds. But then when I go a lot slower and I'm only going like 30 miles an hour, it pings less often.
Mine, I just got to set up a smart beacon where it sends out a packet and pings if there's a drastic change in speed or direction. Other than that, it's every 3 minutes.
You can't set up the speed limit to change as well. Because mine will do kind of the smart beacon. So if I turn, it'll send a beacon out once I get moving in the other direction, but it'll also, depending on how fast I'm going, it'll send packets either more often or less often because you're not covering as much ground.
Smart beacon does on its own. It has to have a drastic change. If you're running at a steady speed, it doesn't send it out as often, but if you accelerate like you got on the interstate, it says, okay, I need to do that.
Same thing, yeah. Can you go in there and change the settings? Because I changed some of mine because I didn't like the default. Because it's got one for like driving in a car and then riding a bicycle and then walking. So I changed like one of mine. That way it would send a little less often whenever I'm going slower. Because I didn't like the speed. It was like 30 miles an hour and it would send every like 5 minutes or something. And I'm like, now I want it a little bit faster than that. Like if I'm going 55 on the interstate, which is normal for 85, I still wanted it to beacon a little bit more, so I went in there and changed the speeds a little bit.
Right, you can go in and change all that on this radio, too. You just set it up for whatever you're wanting there.
Interesting. That yours, so when yours beacons out, you never hear any audio change. So if somebody's talking, like I'm talking right now and you're listening, if yours beacons at the same time, it won't cut out the audio on your first BFO.
So we hadn't paid attention to, but it just received one while you were talking and it didn't change anything.
But if, like, when I'm talking to y'all in the morning and traveling down the road, if it sends the beacon out, there's that gap in the audio. It just drives me crazy. I don't know. It triggers my OCD so bad.
I hadn't noticed it, so, but the radio does have spots where I just attributed it to, it was just cutting out, so it may be that, but I hadn't paid attention to enough about it to notice if that's when it's happening.
I'd still love to have that radio with the built-in TNC like it is.
It's amazing what you can do with this radio, and the fact that it's been in production, or was in production, for many years, and it's still this current on stuff.
So, like, for me to set up my home station, I have to have a computer that's running APRS IS32, which is just a Windows application, and it Bluetooth connects to my mobile link. My mobile link is wired into my radio through the microphone plug and the speaker plug. And it basically takes the whole radio offline. I can't use it for that anything else. And I think you're, you know, the nice thing that I, the reason why I was tempted to buy the radio that you got is because it can be its own APRS digipeater basically out of the box without doing anything extra to it.
You have to be a digipeater where once I crossed over in the state line and there isn't anybody else, it would send out everybody else's it received.
Sure, because, you know, I hate to say, we got some good ones, you know. The one on, is it Paris Mountain? I think there's one there, and there's a couple around, and they pick up pretty good, but there are a few spots, especially when you get in these dips and stuff, and you hit these mountain areas, man, it just don't pick up for nothing.
Look at my track home on the radio. It's like once I reach the state line, there's no more information.
Keep APRS Droid running in the background. That way it keeps your packets going, at least to the internet side of it, whenever you're out of radio contact.
Seeing how much my phone got used during the day, you'd know why. The family makes it all day as it is.
Home and the trip to work. It sits in the cradle. I mean, I'm still at 74%, and I ain't hardly using my phone because my work phone's going off all freaking day.
HKX. Well, Andrew, I'm going to have to get off here. I got to get back to work. I pulled into my next stop, so I'll say 73s. You be safe on into the house, and I don't guess I'll hear you in the morning. Because I know you ain't getting out of bed that time of day on your day off. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
KO4HKX, KO4NUE.
I'd say 7-3. Have a good one, and have a good day for the rest of your work. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
KI4DTY.
Yeah, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey, Daniel. Hey, listen, bud, when you get a minute, can you shoot me your email via text on the phone so I can, I got some info coming out. I just want to get your email so I can start sending you, info.
Do that right now. But Daniel, Chad, I'm going to have to get out of here so I can get to this, stop. I'm at Benson and I'll be here for about 2 hours, so I need to get it going. So I'm going to say 7-3 students, KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear.
Have a good one. He works there as a sales guy, Patrick. That's one of my friends. Hey, y'all, KJ4WZMO. Hey, Patrick. Hey, Daniel. Hey, Chad. Hope all y'all are doing good today.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good over here, Daniel. How about you?
Good. Playing around this radio.
You in a big truck today?
11 at 178 right now. Headed towards Lake Kiwi.
Daniel, what you up to today, bud? KI4DTY.
This morning, I had to take my dad to the doctor this morning around, he had his appointment at 8, so... just doing that, and now I've been in the office working, trying to wrap up a wedding, and realized I hadn't eaten lunch, so I was going to go grab me a quick burger.
Did it keep you up too late last night?
I was still working. I didn't want to miss something, you guys talking to me, and then I didn't want you to feel like I was ignoring you. I was editing some audio, and I just need to kind of focus for a few minutes and just get it knocked out. So I got to bed about 2:30. What time did y'all end up getting off the radio?
Too long after you called out. Actually, about 5 minutes to 2.
I know you were tired, so how'd you stay up that late?
Well, I don't know. I just kind of got to talking and, you know, just kind of happened.
Andy or Larry, but they both seem like two great guys.
Yeah, that Andy's a bird, boy.
Did how old Andy is?
I don't. I've tried to meet him several times, but he seems to be pretty elusive.
He's about 60.